This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. In the 1970s, the Grand Duchess of Gerolstein was a huge audience favorite at the Santa Fe Opera. Offenbach's 1867 Grand Opera Bouffe was presented 4 times in 10 years, and then it disappeared. Tonight, more than 3 decades later, the operetta returns, opening the Santa Fe Opera's 2013 season. With us this morning outside in the opera's cantina is the director of the Grand Duchess of Gerolstein, the man who staged Madame Butterfly here in 2010, Lee Blakely. Lee, welcome back to Santa Fe.
Thank you very much.
These operettas of Offenbach, of which there were about 100, were conceived to be very up-to-the-minute, very topical for the middle of the 19th century. Is that a challenge for you as a director, or is it a gift to you?
Oh, I think it's a challenge and a gift, really. You have to find a way to make the shows pertinent to an audience that's seeing them in 2013. So for this one, we've moved it into an American idiom, we've moved it into a Midwest kind of military academy, and moved away from that whole idea of a middle European pocket handkerchief state, which doesn't really speak to anyone. But what we have done, rather than making it bang up to date, we've kept it in period. So we're around 1900, 1910. We're within that kind of 10-year period.
This community that this operetta depicts is obsessed with warfare and militarism.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing with the piece itself, it is a satire on the ease with which people can go to war. So there are lots of references within the show to war and guns and an enjoyment of that. You know, I'm not saying that we're making a biting political satire with the piece. You know, there is something quite gentle about it. But I think it's the job of any work on stage, whether be it, you know, high tragedy, drama, comedy, to draw questions. And I think we do that, but in a lighthearted way.
We should talk about the lead character, the title character,
yes,
the Grand Duchess. If this community is obsessed with warfare and the military, she is the most obsessed.
She is. I think what she's most obsessed with is finding someone to love her, and that's what drives her through, and she has an army of boys at her disposal, so, you know, I think she goes to the first thing. But yeah, she's enamored by the uniforms, the men, the whole pageantry of what's on stage, and I have to say, we have put a lot of pageantry on stage for Susan Graham to play with.
Susan Graham, a great star, playing this great star role. Have you tailored the role in any way to her particular talents?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, Susan and I have been talking about the show for 18 months, maybe a little longer. Yeah. So, you know, Susan is obviously famous for playing trouser roles. You know, we honor some of that in the militaristic costuming for the first act. But yeah, we've tailored quite a lot of the show to her, and the dialogues, you know, because it's 50% music, 50% dialogue. We've been tailoring them, refining them, working with them so that we create something that's very alive. You know, I think the dialogues are very modern for all that we're in a period setting. There is a lot more modernity in the way we're actually presenting the characters.
Even some references that might be more contemporary?
Oh, there are a few.
We won't let the cat out of the bag about that. And we should say it's sung in French and the dialogue is in English.
That's correct.
You have a lot of professional experience doing musical theater. This is a precursor to what we know of as American musical theater. We can even see some Gilbert and Sullivan.
Absolutely. There are some great big numbers that sound as though they could be lifted from GNS completely. But the style is to be able to go, hopefully seamlessly, from speech into song and back into speech and to dance. And it is a very theatrical piece. The note that I gave to the company on our first day of rehearsals was, we're doing a musical. That's how we need to approach this.
Let's have fun.
You have to have fun, but having fun's a serious business.
Lee Blakely has staged The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein, which opens the new season at the Santa Fe Opera, tonight at 8:30. Offenbach's comic operetta runs through the closing night of the 2013 season, August 24th. For tickets and a season schedule, go to santafeopera.org. Lee, wishing you a successful opening tonight.
Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.